With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We're not going to lie to you guys. Not the greatest week for the old waiver wire. Luckily for us, that means that there wasn't that many injuries this week. We do love to see that. My name's Hayden Winks. We have Sosa every single Monday. We have a waiver wire column on Underdog Network. And then we have this show. We'll try to get you guys out of here in 10 minutes. The first name that Sosa has on his list as a pickup is Kyren Williams, the Rams running back.
Yeah, so I had Kyren on this list, I want to say maybe 2 weeks ago. I'm all in right now. I think the Rams backfield, unless they trade for somebody, is clearly an issue right now. Yes, Daryl Henderson dealt with an illness, or so they say, going into week eight, but he still played a lot. And that makes me really think that maybe they just don't want him in that lead back role. I mean, Ronnie Rivers got that job, and he's clearly not going to be that guy. So I think once Williams is back, he's been designated to return from IR, could be activated any week now. He might legitimately not only have a role, he's going to have a role for sure, but I think this guy could be the lead back for the Rams, barring any kind of trade here coming up over this trade deadline. So needs to be rostered. I think needs to be rostered in way more leagues. This is a guy that has, I think, potentially league-winning potential for the Rams and for your fantasy teams. I mean, the Rams O-line got a little bit better. We've seen some signs of life against the 49ers. So definitely a guy that should be added for sure.
Kyren Williams at Notre Dame was kind of this like thicker passing down back. And I think that's exactly what the Rams are looking for. We know that they're going to want to pass the ball. He's like a pass protection expert. And it sounds like he's going to come back next week. And I'm with you. They were playing Cam Akers, who they clearly don't like, ahead of Daryl Henderson. Then this last week, they don't even give him the start. Ronnie Rivers is out there a ton. So I think that Kyren Williams, if he has any skills at all, he will be the Rams back, pending some type of like Kareem Hunt type of trade. Up next is Kadarius Toney. We have a full video on Kadarius Toney. Josh Norris and I are very optimistic with Kadarius Toney's potential. It doesn't seem like the hamstring injuries are going to be a problem. The only debate here is, what is his role? Is there enough targets down the season? And like, when would he emerge? I'm guessing that this is a move for like the NFL playoffs, maybe before the end of December, not really a move for this next couple weeks, definitely not this week. What's your thoughts on them?
Yeah, I totally agree. You guys did a great job breaking it down. I agree. This is a guy that's going to need to get caught up with the scheme, the playbook, gel, and get that chemistry down. The hamstring still an issue potentially. So you're talking about a Chiefs offense that's obviously explosive. We all know it. Pat Mahomes, one of the best quarterbacks in football. And Kadarius Toney, arguably the best player with the ball in his hands at that receiver position. I mean, he is a yak weapon, and Andy Reid does a great job at scheming those guys up. Probably going to be a good stash for the next 2 or 3 weeks, but if you want a guy that can give you a little bit of a boost when it comes to those fantasy playoffs, Kadarius Toney is certainly a name that I think is going to be a hot waiver wire ad.
Yeah, another player just like him, kind of Rondale Moore for the Arizona Cardinals. He's your number three waiver wire. He's been playing full-time snaps. He's staying in two wide receiver sets. That's something that the Cardinals have pivoted to. They're playing Trey McBride, their second-round rookie, who's a tight end, and Zach Ertz. And it's much easier to earn a target in two wide receiver sets. So Rondale Moore has been keeping the pace. Robbie Anderson's gotten there for the second straight week. Only played a couple snaps. All those are deep routes. So unless something changed or Marquise Brown comes back earlier than expected, Rondale Moore is going to be out there. It's not the sexiest thing just because so many of those targets are just a couple yards downfield. But Rondale Moore, I think, what would you call him, like a wide receiver 4 or 5 right now?
Yeah, I think he's got wide receiver 4 floor and maybe flex potential, you know, when it's a good matchup. You've seen him make a play downfield yesterday, too. He's got that potential. I wish they would use him like that more often. Obviously, adding Robbie Anderson doesn't suggest that they will do that too often. But a guy that can make plays with the ball in his hands, playing a ton of snaps, He's clearly a mainstay in that offense until Marquise Brown's going to be back, which who knows when that'll be. So it's going to be a while. I think Rondale Moore, a good player right now that you should have.
Yeah, absolutely. Up next, Greg Dulcich, another fantastic name. He was almost out there for every single drop back last week. We're really looking for tight end appeals, especially when some of these players like David Njoku dealing with some injuries. I think there's six teams on bye this week. Greg Dulcich seems like he's going to be a low end tight end one down the stretch. Athletic seam stretcher, that's something that this offense clearly needs, and he's been a full time participant.
Yep, you mentioned it there. He was a yard off from scoring yesterday too. I mean, he could have had even more points. He's clearly going to be, I think at this point, he's got a floor of a tight end one the rest of the season. He's got that connection with Russell Wilson. That passing game is not good, which probably suggests that we should stay away. But at the same time, he's like the only guy that's really making plays consistently. So definitely needs to be rostered. I think he's almost at that point where he might just be a set it and forget it type of option at that tight end spot with how bad that position is. Had him on the waiver wire last week. He's going to be on here quite often, I feel like, for the rest of the season.
Yeah, you're right. He's a tight end three since that week six game where he came back and looked like a legit option. So great name. Nico Collins. Now we're getting like the trade deadline type of players. This is kind of assuming Brandon Cooks could get dealt. We'll figure that out on Tuesday. But Nico Collins missed last week, but is like a veteran best ball deep threat. If you're in a deeper league, I do like his name. And then Tyler Conklin going back to the tight end position. He had like a little stretch early on the season where he was like flirting with the tight end 1-2. And then they got CJ Uzoma involved a little bit, but that's since gone away. I think this last week he was number one in expected half PPR points among the tight ends in my model. What are your opinions on Tyler Conklin?
Yeah, it's been kind of a whirlwind season, a little bit up, a little bit down, now back up. It seems like the Jets are not intent on getting Elijah Moore really an expanded role. It looks like, yes, Corey Davis was out this week, but it looks like, you know, this is a team that's going to run a lot of 12 personnel, a lot of two tight end sets. They're going to have opportunities for both these guys. Conklin, clearly the tight end one on that team. Zach Wilson looks comfortable targeting him. Definitely worth an add. I think he's going to be a guy, again, at a weak position that you could start in certain weeks. We'll see how this expands over the next few weeks. Is he going to be a tight end one for the rest of the season? I doubt it, but definitely has some good potential in that offense.
All right, rapid fire wide receivers for like the end of your bench. And like, these are like definitely deeper leagues. Terrace Marshall has been out there for almost every single snap. The Panthers wide receiver has inside outside versatility. He had kind of a boom bust prospect profile, and that's why he's been really delayed. But him, LaVisca Chenault, and DJ Moore, I do think that in a deeper league, Terrace Marshall is pretty interesting. Darius Slayton, kind of the same thing. Downfield threat for the Giants. Now that we know that Kadarius Toney's not involved, I don't think they're going to ever go back to Kenny Golladay, really. So I think Darius Slayton's going to be a full-time player. Mac Hollins has been playing ahead of Hunter Renfrow in two wide receiver sets for the Raiders. And then Tyquan Thornton, another rookie. Out of those names, anyone that stands out to you?
Yeah, I think probably Darius Slayton is the safest bet of these guys. He's basically the wide receiver one for the New York Giants right now. And yes, their passing game is absolutely terrible, so not exactly, you know, something to be super excited about. But somebody needs to make plays. At some point, they got to throw the football. They can't keep getting by throwing for 150 yards each week. Kenny Golladay, like you mentioned, don't think it's going to go back to him. So Richie James also got hurt in this game. There's a wide open path for Darius Slayton to at least be their best receiver. You know, we'll see how much that produces in terms of fantasy results, but the guy there.
Yeah, absolutely. Your must roster players, Deonta Foreman obviously crushed last week. Allen Robinson, even though Van Jefferson did come back, he was still a full-time player. Van Jefferson kind of played at the expense of Ben Skoranek, who's a kind of like a fullback type. Cam Akers, we'll see what happens with him if he gets traded, if he gets outright released. I don't think he has that much of a future with the Rams. So we'll see what happens with him. I wanted to kind of end this with just, we're at the point of the fantasy season where any veteran that's been on your team, you know what you're getting out of them. Like, very rarely are you going to see all of a sudden a second half ascension. You need either backup running backs or rookies with the post-buy rookie bump. So I wanted to go through just kind of a quick run through like the current RB2s. They haven't done anything this year, but have a chance to win your league. And I think this is the time of year where you should be adding them instead of like that six wide receiver on your bench. You really don't need him. He's not going to win your league. Players like Rashad White, Alexander Mattison, those are the obvious ones. Then you get into like James Cook. He had a bigger role with the Buffalo Bills last week. Jaylen Warren, Samaje Perine, Nyheim Hines, Matt Breida. These are like some of the best RB2s, I think clear RB2s on the current RB1s in fantasy lands. Any other names or any of those names kind of stick out to you?
Yeah, I think Jalen Warren's one that we certainly have to circle. I mean, Najee, he's not going to get benched. He was a first-round pick. They obviously love the guy, but it's crazy to see the difference between the two. I mean, Harris has just struggled this season, and Warren's obviously outproducing him with the same offensive line, same situation. So it's hard not to see a path to more playing time, more carries. There's a certain handful of names that I'm looking at as well. The Chargers, I'm looking at maybe a Sony Michel type player there. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Joshua Kelly out right now, so that could kind of play a role there. Rashad White, we've talked about him on this column a lot. Absolutely must be rostered at some point. They got to get a shake up there in that offense. D'Ernest Johnson, interesting name. If Kareem Hunt gets moved here, could see an expanded role. Dontrell Hilliard, another guy that I like, obviously a playmaker. He's going to be that third down back kind of for Tennessee there. So I agree. There's a lot of running back depth out there, and you know, you're only one injury away from really striking gold on a lot of these guys.
Yeah, just kind of do a quick sort for most fantasy points at the running back position, then figure out who their RB2. Now, there's like some teams that don't have like a clear RB2. Like if Kenneth Walker goes down right now, like Travis Homer and DJ Dallas would split that. But there are some teams that will have a direct RB2. Go pick them up. You don't need that six wide receiver. Trust me. Like even if you have to throw them into your a flex spot during bye week, you can go pick somebody off the waiver wires, somebody like Darius Slayton, and get you very close to that same production as that current six wide receiver team. Go shoot for upside, find some of these running backs. And until then, we'll be out here every Monday. Tuesday, we have shows. We have shows on Wednesday. We have shows every damn day of the week. Tons of content. Go follow Sosa, Underdog NFL, for your news on Twitter as well. See you guys.